have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We've got a really great show. We're going to be talking about how you can restore and rebuild your body. Remember, I mentioned this earlier in the week. So we're going to be talking about that. And also, we're going to be also looking at some vision improvement, you know, natural solutions to your vision issues. So we got lots to talk about and a quack report. And don't forget, coming up next month, we're going to have Dr. Carly here on the 17th and John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group on the 24th. So John is our natural vision guy. He works out of Boulder, Colorado for Dr. Banker's Group. And he travels around the country with workshops, educating people and helping them learn how to use their self-help vision care kit, which you can have in your hot little hands, work with it at home. Anyway, he's going to be on the East Coast, Charlotte, North Carolina, Saturday, July the 26th at the Embassy Suites Hotel on South Tryon Street. So if you want to go to the workshop, it's an all-day workshop, you can give them a call, 303-494-4532, 303-494-4532. And of course, Dr. Banker, drbanker.com is the website. You want to go there and click on their workshops. And we got a pretty good dousing storm that moved through here. I hope we don't get any technical problems from it, but bear with us. We'll go. The show must go on. That's what I say. Well, before we do the Quack Report, big salute and Semper Fi, praying for righteousness to be restored in this nation. I'm praying for righteous men and women all over America to stand up and just, you know, do the right thing. Do the right, just keep saying no to tyranny. And, you know, band together, folks, band together. We're going to need to support one another, and we're going to need God's help, because we can't do it without God's help. So I am seeking the Lord's help, hitting the knees, and you know, it's our job to ask, so mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. All righty, there's some new reports, well, additional, I should say, on the statin drugs with all their wonderful little side effects. Apparently, Americans take the cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, and they have some very long-term side effects that you know, it's like, you know, the frog in the pot. So the longer you take it, the worse it gets. Statins work, of course, by blocking the body's ability to produce cholesterol. But the problem with that is our body's metabolism, metabolically, it uses cholesterol. So without cholesterol, guess what? Yeah. Statins wreck the liver. They make it hard for it to produce liver enzymes, and when they do, they have to produce more liver enzymes than normal. Also, it puts the kidneys at risk. Also, other complications, if you have a liver that's failing, is jaundice and liver failure and, of course, death. Also, it can create a type 2 diabetes for folks, memory loss, and heart failure. And these drugs are supposed to be, you know, helpful. If you check out Shane Ellison's book, Over the Counter Natural Cures, he's a chemist. He'll tell you from a chemical standpoint what these drugs do to you, your cells. It makes your cells literally just fall apart. Got to have cholesterol. It's kind of like the glue, keeps it all together. So so the cholesterol sham lives on, unfortunately. If you're looking for some natural solutions for that, hey, you know who to call, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. All right, moving along in the Quack Report. Well, this is interesting. You know, the the post-traumatic stress disorder for the military. Well, DARPA is working on that. Yes, yes. They know there's mood swings and anxiety and depression and memory loss and other symptoms associated with the post-traumatic stress that their troops endure. And so now the Pentagon is developing a new innovative brain chip. That's right. And it's specifically for PTSD, but they're also probably going to morph it over into the private sector eventually. So these are kind of new changes they want to usher in using technology to help with depression and anxiety. And guess how much they're spending on this thing? $38 million. And they want to use the chip, and it would be implanted and reach deep into the brain soft tissue to record, predict anxiety, to treat anxiety, depression, any maladies with your mood, you know, fix your mind, basically. So the teams at the University of California, San Francisco, and Lawrence Livermore National Lab are teaming together, and they're creating this cybernetic implant. Yeah, it has these electrodes that extend into your brain, and the military hopes to have a prototype within a few years. So DARPA is looking for ways to characterize regions of the brain that play into different conditions regarding to post-traumatic stress disorder. So they're mapping the brain network while they do this. They want to get down to a science, down to the single neuron. That's what they want to know. That's how detailed they want to be. So they want to develop this therapeutic device that actually can record a lot of activity, deliver targeted stimulation, that'd be electricity. You talk about electric shock treatment, and you know, and adjust your mood. Yeah, you need an attitude adjustment. So DARPA is going to help you out. So while neuroscience is getting, you know, deeper into the understanding of harnessing the big electrical signals that emerge in our brains on a daily basis, you know, that brain's motor cortex, they are rapidly trying to understand how that works and get some, you know, prosthetic synthetic chip, you know, parts in there. You know, I don't know. You know what flashes before my eyes here is Star Trek's the Borgs. You know, you have been assimilated. All right, moving along in the Quack Report. Hey, I'm all for, you know, helping our troops get over post-traumatic stress disorder, but not that way. No. Well, last but not least in the Quack Report, well, speaking of Star Trek, remember, you know, they get on the teleporter and they be beamed somewhere, transported. Well, guess what? They're getting closer and closer to that, too. So the teleporting, where they take particles and take them from one location and send them, beam them to another location, is probably going to be a reality one day, according to Professor Hansen from Delft University Technology in the Netherlands. So he says, if you believe we are nothing more than a collection of atoms kind of strung together in a particular way, then in principle, it should be possible to teleport people to from one place to another. Okay, so Professor Hansen's team has showed for the first time that it is possible to teleport information encoded in a subatomic particle between two points about 3 meters apart with 100% reliability. So the demonstration was an important step towards, you know, this interlink network between ultra-fast quantum computers whose processing power kind of dwarfs today's supercomputers. So this teleportation exploits the weird way the particles are entangled and then are reacquired to emerge as its identity somewhere else, you know, speed of light kind of thing. Research is on this is being published in the edition of Journal of Science. And Professor Hansen said the main application of the quantum teleportation is the quantum version of the internet extending to a global network that can use and send quantum information. Can you wrap your brain around that? I'm not techno savvy, but I'm like, what? All right. So, they're doing this entanglement as a communication channel. But what's really weird, Albert Einstein, he dismissed the theory of entanglement. He said he called it spooky action at a distance. So they're going to make sure this principle is 100% secure, right, before they kind of, you know, disassemble and reassemble someone, I'm hoping. I don't know. Would you volunteer to be, you know, sent somewhere else, you know, have your particles, you know, kind of scrambled and sent somewhere and then reassembled? Does it hurt? I'm just asking. It's just blowing my mind just to think about it. You know, it's okay when I see it on Star Trek, but not in real life. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. I don't know. Transportation across the universe. I don't know. Yeah, my engineer's saying, think of the movie Fly. Right, absolutely. Okay, yeah. I think of a lot of things, even now with the Affordable Care Act. I think of Logan's Run a lot, you know? Remember that? Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about rebuilding, regenerating our entire body, actually, the human body. So if you were to go on the internet and you would search for physical regeneration, guess what you're going to see? Well, you're going to get a lot of medical journals and their entries on medicine's version of regenerating the human body. So scientists, well, they operate on the assumption that if something can't be observed, measured, well, and it doesn't fit into their methodology, then it doesn't exist. So allopathic medicine, their approach to regenerating the human body, entails physicians, quote, creating living functional tissues, either through drug or surgical repair or replacement, end of quote. So their assessment of organ failure, they say, is due to age, disease, congenital defects, or damage. Well, let's compare modern medicine and natural medicine's approach to regenerating a human body. Well, let's talk about this regeneration, or should I call it assimilation, because depending on, you know, which side of the fence you're on, that's what it means. Okay, so medicine's path regarding cell regeneration involves biomaterials, stem cells, tissue engineering, gene therapies, and other forms of invasive integration of organs. So research in this area focuses on re-engineering the human and outfitting him or her with nanotechnology, synthetic organs or implants, and lots of pharmacology. So the nanotechnology sector is especially disturbing, where structures can self-assemble and resemble organs, however, you know, looking like an organ and functioning like one, you know, they're different things. So medical research is in this area is happening right now in the United States, the UK, and European Union. So regenerating what we are born with, you know, our original equipment, is really not the focus of modern medicine, because if it were, medicine would actually seek the cause of the disease to save your original organs. So addressing the cause of disease would deliver cures, which are far less profitable for physicians, hospitals, and companies, which, you know, manufacture drugs and replacement parts. So another reason medicine does not seek the cause of many diseases is because they know it's more often than not that medical treatments are the culprit for that disease, like vaccines, drugs, fluoride. You can go down the list. So here we are in modern times where modern medicine causes many of the diseases and then, you know, attempts to sell us replacement parts. Well, and I want to tell you about the newest holy grail. That's right. The new lifespan lengthener medicine is promoting is enhancing the tips of your DNA strands called telomeres. So modern medicine states that they've observed that those folks who live 100 years or more have these very long telomeres, and they seem to avoid many of the diseases that plague modern society. Well, according to Nature.com, people born 100 years ago were born at a time with few, if any, mandatory vaccinations, which could be the reason for their longevity. They didn't get vaccinated like the rest of us. So their bodies were not injected with a bunch of diseases corrupting their immune systems. So, however, medicine wants to give everyone, well, everyone who has money, an opportunity to sip at the cup of longevity and extend their telomeres and offer them life extension. So neurosurgeon Norman Shealy has been researching and developing the telomere therapy. And at the Shealy Pain Clinic in Fairgrove, Missouri, the life extension therapy entails deep electromagnetic impulses penetrating into your DNA at a specific frequency of 54 to 78 gigahertz. So we're told that our telomeres are said to naturally shorten each year by about 1%, and this electromagnetic therapy is said to increase their length by 4% over a year's course of treatment. Well, maybe, you know, Shealy here, hey, he should contact possibly DARPA and see about that, you know, PTSD chip. Maybe they can get two birds with one stone. What you think? Well, Dr. Shealy, he is boasting he's able to double the lifespan of healthy people. Now, other reports say that transcutaneous acupuncture on specific pressure points can also extend the length of telomeres by 4.4% in 1 year. And I've also seen reports that essential oils can also extend telomere length. So take your pick, electricity, needles, or blended oils. Hey, and you could possibly outlive Methuselah. I know. If you've been listening to my show, I'm being facetious. Yes, I am. All right, we're going to talk about bodybuilders here, because what we need to realize is that our human body is already designed to regenerate. And there is a lot that we can do to help it do that, to regenerate. Now, scientific medicine recently reversed its position, you know, that the human brain is able to regenerate cells. So with this reversal, medicine learned, well, what natural healers have known for centuries, which is the brain can regenerate all its cells within 1 year. So that is not all that the body is capable of doing, though. Our body is able to replenish the 6 quarts of blood in just 4 months. And our bones are regenerated every 3 months. And, you know, osteoporosis really is a natural dying off of old bone cells being replaced by new ones, but modern medicine wants you to think otherwise. Now, the problem would arise when the body is not replacing those bone cells fast enough. Now, our body will refresh our DNA cells within 2 months and regenerates the liver cells within 6 weeks. Our skin and our stomach lining are supposed to be renewed in just 5 days. 5 days. So the problem is that this rebuilding and this regenerating cannot be accomplished when we don't get enough sleep, get the proper nutrition, or when we become too toxic. So the regeneration process is hindered and the body falls behind, making us more vulnerable to disease. So if you want your body to naturally regenerate, you know, the way God intended, you have to make sure that you get clean water, some good quality air, you know, to breathe, organic foods, and avoid toxin buildup with frequent organ cleansing. So your elimination channels also need to be working on a daily basis, not bi-weekly, but every day. And your muscles and your bones need exercise and toning to retain their health. And you need efficient circulation as well. So you also need to keep stress levels down to a minimum and foster that healthy emotional and spiritual life. That all comes with the package of regenerating the body. Now, I do have some success stages to share with you, because obviously the total body regeneration isn't going to happen overnight. And I like to break down the rebuilding plan in stages and accomplish them one at a time. And this prevents confusion or feeling overwhelmed and giving up on regenerating your body with this plan the natural way. Okay, so here's stage one. Stage one is you want to swap out the lifestyle for a healthier one. Okay, so one of the most important elements in accomplishing your regeneration is, you know, watch what you're eating. Read your product labels. And the rule that I have and I live by, if it has more than 6 or 8 ingredients, don't buy it. You want to avoid products with ingredients you can't pronounce, okay? And cook more from scratch. Avoid those prepackaged box frozen entree stuff. You know, get creative in the kitchen, you know. Pick up the raw ingredients and make it yourself. It'll be much healthier. So keep your meals simple. Avoid the creams and the sauces if you can. Olive oil is best because it resists heat when you're cooking with it, and it has lots of omega-3 fatty acids. And your portion size, you should be smart, maybe 4 ounces or less of the meat. Okay, so complex carbohydrates I'm sorry, we had a little break there with our technology. So complex carbohydrates is going to be preferred. You don't want to avoid the white flour and any grain that could be exposed to very high temperatures and processing. So be smart with that. Okay, so stage two is you want to complete your organ cleansing, you know, cleanse your bowel, your urinary, bladder, kidneys, liver, gallbladder, and blood system, because people who cleanse regain better function, organ function, and they can lose weight, which makes exercising a bit easier too. So, but anyway, so you want to make sure you get a healthier lifestyle and you do your organ cleansing at least twice annually. Stage three, and this is the last stage that I have for you. Use some powerful herbs for your immune boosting and avoid, you can avoid the over-the-counter and prescription drugs. So use herbs to strengthen various areas like cardiovascular, pancreas, prostate, memory, endocrine system. You know, the endocrine system makes your hormones and it helps manage a lot of your blood sugars and so forth and so on. So these herbs, they will help you to avoid those lifelong drugs a lot of people are dependent on. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they can educate you and provide you with the herbal tools for this and also the organ cleansing. Because once you have activated the cleanse and nourish approach, the body regeneration is in gear. It's in motion. You want to also try to avoid recongesting the system and going back to those unhealthy habits. So do the three-stepper. It's a three-step dance, I guess, if you want to call it that. And you just tackle it, 1, 2, 3, and you're on the road. It'll be like brushing your teeth. And let me tell you about this quickly, this little story. It's kind of like a divine intervention, if you will, because one of my herbal professors shared a personal story of how he was diagnosed with congenital heart failure at the age of 18. So he had a heart valve that was not functioning properly, and doctors told him that he could only be saved with open heart surgery. So his parents actually passed away within a year of each other from heart disease, and he was left to decide what he should do. So he was checked into the hospital. He was at the heart wing. He was waiting there. He was there a couple days waiting for his surgery to be scheduled. And while he was there, he made friends with another young man also having the same problem and was set up to do the same surgery. And they became really good friends. So his friend was scheduled for first to have the surgery, but he died on the table. And my professor freaked out, and he checked out of the hospital. So on his way home, he stopped to pick up some Asian food, and he ate it, and he said he felt better. Well, he noticed his heart functioned better. He just felt better in the cardio area. The next day, he ate the hot, spicy Asian food again, and he noticed, my heart feels better. So he started researching foods for heart health, and it was the circulatory herbs like your hot peppers, your cayennes, that was very helpful for the heart and the circulation. It helped the heart circulate the blood much easier. So it took a lot of stress off the heart then, see? So long and short of this story is he changed his lifestyle. He added powerful cardiovascular herbs. He did his organ cleansing to strengthen his body and to help the body heal the heart valve all by itself. Now, my professor, while in the hospital at 18, he could hardly walk down the hall for lack of circulation and strength. But after he regenerated his body with organic foods and herbs, he became a black belt in three different martial arts. So his doctors, well, they just chalked it up to a divine intervention. Well, I have no doubt because God's herbs are good, right? So I get this question a lot. How long is it going to take for me to reverse my health situation? That's a good question. But then I often ask, well, how long did it take you to become sick? So there really is no set time because people heal at different rates. However, as a general rule, most see improvement within about 4 months. So we can't expect the body to reverse minor or even serious conditions in just a few days or weeks. However, when the healing does happen, it is strong and lasting. So the people who like the instant gratification, you know, they go with the drugs and the surgery, well, they find out later there's some significant drawbacks to that option, such as drug dependency,
side effects, less than full independent function, and even treatment failure. So do your homework before you make a decision. Eh? I know. Well, I can see we're coming up to a break, and I'm not done with this topic. I'm not. And I'm going to teach you how you can defy the odds and how you can empower yourself. And then we're going to shift gears, and we're going to talk about how you can improve your vision. Absolutely. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we are talking about regenerating our body from head to foot and how our body does it anyway and how we can assist it and do that more efficiently. And we're going to defy the odds is what we're going to do, because we have to remember that modern medicine is based on scientific methodology. Any therapy that does not fit their methodology is rejected and discredited. So doctors are scientists, and they're not interested in what they can't explain, control, or profit from. So my eye doctor, he's not interested at all that I got rid of my dry eye and improved my nearsightedness from a -4 to a -2 in 1 year. I also don't need my reading glasses, my bifocals anymore. Okay. My vet was not interested in how I reversed damage from a copperhead snake that bit my black lab, avoiding infection, skin grafts, and possible amputation. And general practitioners and surgeons, they're not interested in how anyone can reverse the potential damage of a brown recluse and avoid disfigurement and surgery in 1 day after the bite. So our creator did not expect us to be at the mercy of expensive and toxic medical care, and he offers us the option of his powerful and effective herbs. Herbs are here for the service of man, he says in Psalms 104. Now, sure, modern medicine can be helpful in trauma cases, but there is a limitation. Drugs and surgery can't cure diseases, reverse the natural aging process, or congenital conditions. There is sacrifice in connecting with invasive medical treatments. The question is, are you willing to pay that price? So, you know, what do God's herbs do really? Okay, well, they empower the user is what they do. God's herbs give you the authority over health problems, enabling you to assist the body to regenerate and heal itself. So you're working with the system God already installed, and that is why the healing is so long-lasting. So learn everything you can about herbs and how you can use them. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they make herbal products, and they offer information for your herbal use. Now, you might want to check out their book, The Power Herbs, now in an ebook form for just $14.99. It contains nearly 400 pages of empowering natural therapies. So herbs will offer any user solutions to everyday problems. So call Apothecary Herbs to order your immune boosting, your organ cleansing, and other herbal formulas, and empower yourself. The number's toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and that's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. Outside the U.S., the international number is 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or the website is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And of course, you can get to the website typing in herbtalklive.com, and you'll get there as well. All right, so we're going to shift gears, and we're going to talk about, like I promised, the how we can prevent a lot of vision problems and help our eyes become healthier. Now, nutrition for your eye is important for overall health. Antioxidants, essential fatty acids, vitamins, and herbs are all mentioned. But what do you do with all of that? Well, one
One person recommends, you know, flaxseed will prevent dry eyes and protect your eyes from vision loss. Another recommendation would be, you know, use more omega-3 fatty acids to prevent vision damage from the bad omega-6 fatty acids. And we've heard about the lutein, the antioxidants in vegetables that assist the eye health. So there are vitamins like A and C and zinc and beta-carotenes and bioflavonoids, more antioxidants. So, you know, this is all empowering information for you as well. So don't forget your vitamin E helps prevent those cataracts and macular degeneration. So how does all this work in improving vision? Well, it will help. It'll help you protect your vision, and we can expect over 5 million people to have vision problems, blindness, and various age-related vision problems by the year 2020. Okay, let's talk about your eyes. Well, the technical genius that went into the creation of your eyes, well, it's pretty much a miracle. You have a series of photoreceptors known as cones and rods that help you to see. The eye itself is small, but it contains 6 million cones to read color and bright light. That's all right, color and bright light. And now the red, when you read color and bright light, there's also 125 million rods to read also black and white and even in dim light. So the cones and rods help you decipher what you're seeing in different types of light. So your eyes are sophisticated enough to handle the glare of a policeman's flashlight in your face, and you can also pick up on the single photon of a dim light from a distant star. So your vision falters when the rods and cones start to fail. So what causes them to fail? Well, science tells us they fail by not having enough pigments. So it is kind of like having a color copier that runs out of toner. So the most frequent problem seen is not enough yellow lutein, and that's found in the cones of your eyes, along with some low levels of other chemicals like zeaxanthin and mesozeaxanthin. So the rods hold a majority of purple pigments as well, and when we have pigment loss or damage in any one of these areas, you tend to get eye problems, including cataracts. Okay, let's talk about macular degeneration, because a lot of people have this. It's a particular problem. It affects the part of the retina which controls sharp central vision. So there seems to be two forms of this disease, wet and dry macular degeneration. The dry macular degeneration is the most common, involving fatty deposits under the light-sensing cells inside the retina. The wet macular degeneration, although less common, is more serious to vision loss. It involves the growth of new blood vessels under the retina that tend to leak, distort vision, and create scar tissue. So it is suspected that this develops with a lack of antioxidants and free radical damage occurs. The light-sensing retinal cells tend to become inflamed retinal cells, causing them to leak and maybe even atrophy. All right, let's look at some other age-related eye disease. Because we assume that as we get older, we're expected to have vision problems, that our vision declines. Nearly 4%, or about 10 million of our aging population, will experience macular degeneration. And research from the National Eye Institute reports that zinc and antioxidants play a role, and by providing the body with the adequate nutrition supported, can reduce the risk by about 25%. So how much are the experts recommending that we get of these nutrients? Well, if you're looking at supplements, they're saying 500 milligrams of vitamin C, 400 milligrams of vitamin E, 15 milligrams of beta-carotene, 80 milligrams of zinc, and 2 milligrams of copper. So most cases, vision loss is a slow progression, and cataracts, macular degeneration, and glaucoma can all be slowed, especially if caused by diabetic neuropathy. And then there's the glaucoma. Now, this is the most common cause of blindness, and it gives the victim no painful symptoms. This allows the condition to advance just prior to peripheral vision disappearing, signaling the big red flag. So you are dealing with a slow death of the optic nerve, which carries the visual information from the eye to your brain. So just like most eye problems, it is very slow progressing, gradually becoming a problem. So this means that you will have opportunity to correct it if you are alert to things. Don't wait for your eye physician to just monitor your eye pressure to see if it gets worse. You want to change your lifestyle, and you want to make sure you get that nutrition in there. So you can take all the eye drops you want to reduce your eye pressure, and you can exercise. But research on glaucoma patients showed that by walking briskly 40 minutes a day reduces your eye pressure by 2.5 millimeters within 3 months. So circulation is a major factor with regards to degenerative eye diseases. So delivery of the nutrition and removal of waste material is going to be essential for good eye health. That foods that will help maintain your vascular integrity of the blood vessels are foods with anthocyanides, and these are super antioxidants. So you're going to find a level of these types of antioxidants in your bright-colored berries like bilberry and goji berries. So scientists are also looking into antioxidants to ward off diabetes and cancer. I don't know if you saw that recently in the news. They're trying to debunk antioxidants and vitamins and enzymes as not being healthy for you. I'm like, okay, right. Let's all just get on statin drugs then, right? All right, nutrition for the eye. Research links certain nutritional elements to improve the pigments of the eyes for the cones and the rods. Many pigments are made from keratins, vitamin A, which will help protect your eye and help it to react appropriately to light. So foods that are going to be appropriate and healthy for your eyesight are going to contain a lot of these pigments. You're going to find them in eggs and kale and spinach and turnip greens, collard greens, romaine lettuce, broccoli, zucchini, peas, preferably all organic, folks, corn, and Brussels sprouts. So you'll find also some natural vitamin A in egg yolks, and also real butter, some organic grass-fed beef, elderberries, sweet potatoes, and carrots. So herbs that are rich in carotene, also going to be spirulina, guttacola, barley grass, peppermint leaf, sienna leaf, uvarice leaf, alfalfa, nettle leaf, and eyebright herb. Okay, so here's some things you might want to avoid, you know, to keep your eyes looking good. Apparently, the vitamin A that you get in cod liver oil is not going to promote better vision because it is not from beta-carotene sources. It's a synthetic vitamin A, and it's also inferior, so you should avoid it. So they don't contain the full spectrum of nutrition that you would normally find in other sources, so beware of that. So you want to, you know, go to your eye doctor regularly, make sure your eyes are good, got good eye pressure and that kind of thing, and they can alert you to some problems. But on, you know, your end, there's a lot you can do to promote good eye health. Now, we're going to have John Monroe with us on the 24th of June, and he's very knowledgeable about the eye. I love his Vision Care Kit because it really does explain a lot about your eye and how it functions and also what you can do to promote good eye health. So he'll be with us, and if you can, call him up and at least get an eye kit. You could work with it at home, and I have one of his kits, and it did speed up my vision improvement because I was using my herbal eye wash and some other eye exercises, and once I got his kit, it was just another layer of help, and it just helped out immensely. It just speeds things along. So if you can, call John and get a kit or visit the website drbanker.com. All right, that was our vision segment. So now we're going to – oh, before we go to the next one, which is we're going to talk a little bit about heart issues, heart disease. One of the things that John often points out about your eyes is the blood vessels are really tiny in the eyes, and also the arteries and veins that feed the eye, oxygen-rich blood, are really tiny, about the diameter of a human hair. So it's real important that your diet isn't high in fats that can clog those delivery avenues of blood flow and oxygen to your eye, okay? So we want to be smart with our lifestyle. All right, let's talk about heart disease, because a lot of people tend to have issues with the heart. Of course, you know, the statin drugs are big in the news, and of course, you wouldn't have me. I wouldn't dare take one of those, but that's me. So heart disease and strokes, pretty prevalent in America. Most of the statistics, hundreds of thousands of people die every year, of course, from cardiovascular events. The CDC says that 316 billion a year is spent on heart medicines, office visits, sick days from work. And they also say African Americans are, you know, on the list as well. So next on the list as being high up with, cardiovascular disease are going to be American Indians and Alaskan Natives. Also Asians and Hispanics. Everybody tends to have heart disease, apparently. Let's just wrap it up like that. And they also say if you live in Mississippi, you will be diagnosed with heart disease. But if you live in Minnesota, you most likely won't. Well, it's probably because of cultural and diet. See? So now the American Heart Association, one of the wealthiest nonprofits ever on the planet, their reports are real interesting on, you know, I think a third of their budget goes to research and the rest, I think, tends to go to the salaries of those working for the association. Now, the real problem behind strokes and heart attack disease really is going to be what you're doing, your lifestyle. So that means you have complete control over this. So it's what you eat, if you exercise, how you exercise, your emotional health, you know, is that in check? So therefore, we all have the power to avoid heart disease, avoid the heart drugs, too, avoid surgery, avoid being, you know, on these drugs for life. And you know, being forced to use oxygen and avoid missing out on activities that, you know, the condition prevents us from enjoying. So the disease is reversible with a commitment to stop, you know, doing what you've been doing to get sick, basically. So the blood pressure comes down when you start to change the lifestyle and so forth. The blood sugar balances, the cholesterol comes in normal, and usually heart patients, and they succeed in doing that when they come off the animal foods. Yeah, they just kind of go to the vegan diet and the juices, vegetable juices, and they'll do that, and within the first month, everything falls into place. It's just an amazing thing, but you have to be committed. And once that happens, the stress on the heart and the cardiovascular system lifts, and people start to regenerate. They feel stronger. And then, you know, they start to feel really good, and then, of course, they think, oh, well, I can have this big T-bone steak tonight. Well, not right now you can't. Maybe later, and maybe just a little bit of it, but not, you know, 4 ounces. Cut it back. Well, when I was in herb school, I had a professor, and we called him Dr. Cayenne, because he would use a lot of cayenne. And he had a clinic, and he was also, you know, a master herbalist. He taught a lot, but he had a clinic. And he would tell us that book knowledge is really nice, but in a lot of cases it can be worthless unless you actually get out there and experience and put what you know to use. So experience is a real teacher, and he was thrilling many of us young budding herbalists with some very interesting stories, some of them on the edge, really, of people taking those quantum leaps of faith using God's good herbs. Now, he describes people with heart disease who would come to him looking for a better way to deal with their illness. And in many of the cases he treated, the individuals would stroke out or have heart attacks while they were right there being examined, and he was asking them questions. So that's how bad they were. By the time they got to round to taking, you know, responsibility and forgetting the allopathic medicine doctors that just treat symptoms and don't really get you any better. They were really bad. They were on the precipice. So, and, you know, in a situation like that, most people would call 911 and wait for an ambulance, but not Dr. Cayenne. First thing he does is grab the largest bottle of Cayenne, and it was a tincture, and he gave the guy a mega dose, like 3 tablespoons worth, and made him swallow and drink some water, and it brings a person right out of a heart attack or a stroke and prevents a lot of damage to the heart and the brain. So they may have a sore throat afterwards because of, you know, the hot Cayenne, but it beats wearing a toe tag. You know what I mean? So this Dr. Cayenne, he was kind of crazy there that way. He would use the same therapy on a guy that they thought was dead in his parking lot. He didn't show up on time for his appointment, so his secretary goes out there, and he was slumped in the seat of the car, and he looked gray. She comes in and gets him. So they run out there with the Cayenne again, and they get it down him, and the color started to come back to his cheeks. And, of course, he obviously did go to the hospital after that. But they also gave him some ginger root, too, and red clover, which is and some raw garlic. So he basically gave him the heart formula that we are making at thepowerherbs.com, which has that Cayenne as well. So that vegetarian diet, very important, gets you off the diabetic drugs, gets you off the cholesterol drugs, gets you off the heart drugs, and strengthens the heart, because you're going to be using hop-on berries and a lot of herbs that strengthen the cardiovascular system along with this lifestyle change you're doing. And it's really going to strengthen and regenerate this system, and it's going to bring you back to normal, but it's not going to happen overnight. It may take you a year to come back to normal and be really strong, be off all the drugs, but you can't slip back into the old lifestyle. You can't be going to the store and buying the Little Debbie cakes and the Twinkies, and, you know, you just can't do that anymore. That's not going to happen, because you'll be right back, you know, in the doctor's, the cardiologist's office, and he'll be telling you, well, it looks like we got to do bypass surgery. Uh-huh. So, yes, herbs can be a lifesaver for heart and blood circulation problems, angina, palpitation, cardiac arrhythmias, and so forth. So it's excellent for blood pressure problems, either high or low. The Cayenne, that really hot stuff, the kind that moves blood. I'm talking about, you know, hot, like habaneros, hotter than habaneros even, African bird pepper. You need the hot stuff for it to be working. And if, let's say, oh, I can't do that. That's too hot. I can't even eat a taco when I go out. It's too hot and spicy. There are ways around that. Now, if you put your hot Cayenne in tomato juice, the enzymes in the tomato juice kind of cool the hot taste, but it doesn't take power away from the herb. It just cools your mouth off, okay? If you don't like tomato juice, you can use chilled fruit. Same thing. The enzymes in the fruit cool the mouth off. And if you're still kind of, you know, I don't know, I don't want to do that, well, get some empty veggie caps. Put your dose in the veggie. Make your own gel cap, your herbal gel cap, and go with it that way. There's lots of ways you can do that. But you do want to make sure that your Cayenne's really hot, 250,000 Scoville heat units or greater. Now, let's say I want to make it myself, and I can only get 190 Scoville heat units. Well, go with it then. Go with that. If that's the best you can do, I would go with it. Layer in some ginger root, a little bit more circulation going on, empowering up the small capillaries with more blood flow. That would be excellent, especially if you have peripheral neuropathy. You definitely need the ginger. And you want to actually use your garlic as a natural blood thinner, and you want to use your motherwort for arrhythmias to steady out that heartbeat. There's lots that you can add to your Cayenne to strengthen the heart, even the hawthorn berries with the flavonoids to protect your heart muscle. Awesome stuff to have. Now, if you're going to work with your own Cayenne, I got to warn you, Cayenne that's hot, you have to have gloves. You have to have goggles and a mask, okay? Because if you don't, and you start, you know, working with the Cayenne and it's a powdered form, let's say, you're going to be, it'd be like you just had, you know, napalm thrown at you. It's just, you'll be choking and coughing and crying for, you know, 20 minutes. So you got to protect yourself. If you don't know what you're doing, you might want to let the experts deal with it. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and tell them, you know what? I need to stock the hot stuff, but I can't work with it. So send me your heart formula, please. And of course, we do have a heart attack kit that you can have on hand for emergencies if you're away from medical aid, that, you know, 911 and emergency rooms. So that's good to have too. Bring you out of a heart attack and stroke. And, you know, it saves lives, you know, when precious moments count. Have stuff on hand. So check all that out, thepowerherbs.com. Get a free product catalog by calling them up at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and that is toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. And the other toll-free, the other international number is 704-885-0277, or just go to the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Wow, that hour went quick. I gotta go. Have a great weekend. And the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. Hey, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.